Joining us now, he's the executive director of the Wells Fargo Championship, Kim Huffam. Kim, what's going on this morning?
Hey, Greedy, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. Usually we have you up here in studio, and things are rolling right along in Charlotte, and other than a few tweaks that you guys make here and there, everything's kind of status quo. You know where everybody's supposed to go, what they're supposed to do. How's it going at a new venue this year?
My, what a difference a year makes. It's been challenging, but it's been kind of fun for the staff. We couldn't just pick up what we do at Quail Hollow and bring it to Eagle Point. So we've had to think outside the box a little bit, and the city has a different personality than Charlotte. You know, we're down at the beach, so we've tried to kind of lighten it up a little bit and have a little bit more fun and do some things that we maybe wouldn't do at Quail Hollow. But it really, the setup looks really, really good, and the golf course is just spectacular.
I mean, yeah, well, coming from Charlotte, you guys had so many years to get everything right, from parking to, how credentials were going to be done, how the will call was going to be handled, all the stuff that you had a chance to perfect. And you go down to Wilmington, and it's all new, and it's a little bit of a remote location in terms of the access in and out. What was maybe the biggest challenge in, like you say, you can't just pick up the stakes and move them. What was the biggest challenge in moving an event of this size from Charlotte, where you've been for years, to Wilmington?
There were a lot of challenges. I mean, we had to really just hit the reset button and, start over. And you're right, it's pretty remote. And traffic is one of our biggest concerns. We're doing a lot of shuttling, which we have to do. What we're trying to avoid at all costs is what happened down at Kiowa, because we are one road in, one road out. So we've been working on the plan for 3 years, but we've got a lot of help from the local and county officials. And they've really kind of stepped up, and they're going to do a lot of the traffic control for us that we don't ever need to have in Charlotte. But, what you find out is how well Quail Hollow is built for a golf tournament. And when you come to a course where it's a great golf course, but, you don't have any infrastructure and you haven't really thought about a lot of the things that we have to think about on a day-to-day basis, yeah, it really is pretty challenging. So our crowds are going to be a little bit smaller. We're in a lot smaller market. So that kind of helps us out a little bit. But they are so enthusiastic and so excited down here in Wilmington. It's just incredible. And I think we're going to have most of the county out here, I'm sure, by the time the week's over.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually going to do some with ESPN 630 down in Wilmington. We're going to do some shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you catch the stream for that as well, or for our listeners on I think 9 to 10, 1 to 2, and 5 to 6. So pay attention to that as well. But is there anything, going through this process? I mean, we always learn something new all the time. Is there anything going through this new process that maybe you bring back to Charlotte when you come back?
There are a couple programs, but what we had to do down here is we couldn't try and do a triple gainer. We're trying to do a perfect swan dive. If we were going to be here for more than 1 year, we probably would do things differently. But since it's only a 1 year gig down here for us, we had to kind of fit in on the golf course. We didn't ask them to change anything. The only thing we did is we cut down some trees, and they were in a tree pruning and tree cutting mode anyway, so that was not a big deal for them. So other than that, we've just kind of tried to fit the lay of the land to the golf tournament, and I think it came out really, really well. We've actually been working on this tournament for 3 years. But while we were doing the one in Charlotte, we were also, our in the back of our mind was always Wilmington. And so we've always been working on this for 3 years. And so we're really happy with the product that came out. And I think the people that are going to come out here, they're just going to be blown away because, they haven't seen anything like this before.
Well, we're talking to our good friend Kim Huffam from out at the Wells Fargo Championship, taking place in Wilmington this year instead of at our home course here at Quail Hollow. And I'm curious, you said you've been able to embrace some of the beach vibe and the sort of laid back, maybe even embrace some of what happens the week after the Masters out at Hilton Head, where the players, seem to enjoy going out there and having it almost be a vacation week. Were you able to pick up any of what has become sort of Charlotte's vibe in terms of being an event? The Wells Fargo has become an event with a golf tournament stuffed in the middle of it. It was a place to be seen. Is that even, can you get any of that done in just a year out there?
Well, we certainly try to promote that, and I think because it's the first year and it's the only year, I think that there is probably a little bit more chance that that's going to happen a little bit quicker. This is a very social town, as we found out since we've been down here. And everybody knows that, there is, you know, that this is going to be a social event also. To the degree we have it in Charlotte, that takes some time to build. But we think that because we're here just for 2017, that a lot of people are going to come out. And a lot of people are going to come out here just because they've never seen this golf course. They know this piece of property is here, but not many people in Wilmington have ever been here. So we think that that's going to happen a lot, too.
Well, and I'm looking at the field that's come together for you guys, and it's a pretty incredible field. You know, when you look at it being essentially a new tournament on a new course that these guys, many would want to avoid if they could, they seem to have embraced it. You know, what are they saying about the appeal of coming out here and trying this thing out?
Well, we were really worried about the field because, you know, a lot of people will, if they don't know the golf course, and we lost some guys that we would normally have, but we picked up some of the players that we don't normally have. The field filled out about where I thought it would. But Dustin Johnson was a nice surprise for us. I didn't know that Dustin was coming. You know, he doesn't normally play in Charlotte, so I just didn't know if that date was on the schedule for him, whether him getting hurt at the Masters caused him to come here or not. I don't know. But our indication was he was planning to come anyway. So, you know, that was good. And when Phil and Adam Scott committed early, that was really big for us. And, you know, John Rahm's going to be here. So we've got, you know, we got a lot of players that are here that we're excited about, or there's some that aren't here that we wish were. You know, I know Rory's not, but he's got a pretty good excuse. You know, we knew that. He told us that last year in Charlotte that he wasn't going to be here because he was getting married the week before us. So, we've known that for, since May of last year. But, you know, we're happy with it. And I think the people, when they get out here, they're just going to see great golf. And, you know, they haven't seen this for 42 years or whatever it is. So we've got to introduce a whole new generation to PGA Tour golf.
All right. So we know about Quail Hollow. We know about the Green Mile. We know how difficult the golf course can play at times under certain conditions. What's your sense of how this is going to play out down in Wilmington at this golf course? I mean, at Eagle Point, are we looking at more birdies or what?
Yeah, I've learned that you can never predict what these guys are going to shoot because I never thought anybody would shoot 61 at Quail Hollow either. But this golf course is a second shot golf course because the greens are very, very difficult. The fairways are pretty generous. The length isn't overpowering, but you've got to be in the right position on the green or you're going to be in trouble. So it's kind of a ball striker's golf course in that sense. We had Harris English and Hudson Swafford and Brian Harman were in last week, and they played it two times, and none of them had ever been here before. They just came off shaking their head. And I will tell you what, they've said this is the best golf course in the best condition that they have played all year on the PGA Tour in any tournament.
Well, are there guys that are familiar with it? I'm not even sure if anybody played college down in the area and maybe had a chance to use the track a bunch. Anybody that is familiar with the course?
Well, yeah, Webb Simpson and Carl Pedersen are both members here.
Oh.
Webb's down here all the time. A lot of the players have played here, you know, not the majority, but certainly enough that they were asking Webb and Carl all about it. And they're going to get here, and they're going to find this gem that nobody knows about. And it's going to look incredible on television. And it kind of reminds you, honestly, of a golf course they played a couple weeks ago in Georgia. And it's in that pristine of condition. I talked to the agronomist from the tour the other day, and he says this is as close to perfect as he's ever seen a golf course in all his years on the tour.
Wow.
Man. And, for our listeners, are tickets still available? I mean, I know you talked about fewer people coming out there. Are tickets still available?
Yeah, we do. We've got the daily and weekly. We sold out of most of our hospitality and our premium tickets, but we're trying not to limit because we're only here 1 year. We want everybody to come out here that wants to come out here. But you have to work backwards. It's how many people can you park and how many people can you get in is more important than how many tickets can you sell.
Yeah,
well, so we're keeping a close eye on that. Parking has been finding a parking location was very difficult for us to find two pieces of property that were large enough to handle us. And luckily, you know, the landowners were willing to work with us. So, it's going to be about a 15-minute shuttle ride, which is not terrible. But once they get out that bus and they step onto this property, they're just going to be amazed.
Well, and you've got some programs out there, I think, running for soldiers and other people to get discounted or even free tickets. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, we started that. That's one of the things we're probably going to bring back to Charlotte. We started what we call the Patriot Supporter Program because down in this area, military is just there's a large concentration, and we do give free tickets to the retired and active military and their families. So we went out to the businesses around and said, look, would you like to help support our program and give a donation, which will help buy tickets, that we can then that will subsidize the tickets that we're giving away. And we had a tremendous success. That's one of those feel goods and it's hard to say no to programs. So we're going to probably take that back to Charlotte with us next year.
All right. So my last question would be, knowing the golf course, like I'm sure you know it, where would people want to go to watch the best action?
The closing holes, honestly, are going to be pretty difficult just because of the lay of the land. And when people get out here, they'll see it. The front nine is very park-like with a lot of room in between the holes, and the back nine is really kind of pinched in. But this was a flat piece of ground when they started building this. And Tom Fazio, he moved a lot of dirt, I'll tell you that, because there's not a single level spot on this property right now. But there are a lot of good mounds around greens and around tees where you can sit, and it's not a difficult walk by any means if you want to follow somebody. But my suggestion is always if you're going to walk the course, walk it backwards. So you always keep running into a new group instead of trying to play catch up. You're always running into a new group. So you can sit in some great places, or you can walk around the golf course and you'll have just as much enjoyable time.
So as far as playing the golf course, where can we see guys score and where are we going to see some of them implode?
Oh, man, again, I don't know.
Where'd they put the TV towers?
I didn't get asked Harris or Hudson about, what they thought the score was. They just thought they came off and they said this is really a difficult golf course. And I think they found that with their second shot and into the green. So, one of the defense mechanisms down here is the wind. And the wind always tends to blow. And that means that four of the last five holes will be into the wind coming home. So, I would guess maybe – and I'm going to guess here, 10, 12, 15 under par, which is probably pretty normal. Might be a little different because nobody's seen the golf course, but if I had to put somebody as a favorite, it would probably be either Webb or Carl right now.
Okay. Well, man, Kim, we always love having you on, and I'm sure we'll talk with you later in the week down with the ESPN 630 Wilmington broadcast, and have a great tournament down there, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.